those of you living in the United Kingdom will no doubt have been reading the news and will have seen that the RMT union, who represent people who work in train stations and on the railway, have been on strike recently. And obviously that's about pay and working conditions. What a lot of people don't realise is that the main issue there is that they're being forced to work on the fifth Wednesday of a month.
Yeah, which is... Which is, it's just the bad old days, isn't it? The idea that
the idea that in this day and age we still have a fifth Wednesday in months.
It's disgusting.
That it even exists at all.
It's disgusting.
It's Victorian.
It's pre-Victorian. It's Elizabethan. Isn't it?
It might even be Plantagenarian.
It's Plantagenarian. It could be Plantagenarian. I don't think you're exaggerating, Mike, when you say that.
Thank you.
I mean, could we even go so far as to say it's Jurassic?
And we will not work on a fifth Wednesday in a month.
No.
That's a red line for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So sorry.
We won't do anything.
There's no episode this week.
We're even careful to make sure we only breathe as shallowly as possible.
Well, I go into a kind of suspended animation, really, on that fifth Wednesday.
Yeah.
You get in your ultra cold freezer, don't you?
That's right.
Lock yourself in.
And I'm not ashamed to say this, I spit into a special bucket every day for the rest of the month. Mm-hmm. And by that fifth Wednesday, I have enough spit to, I just pour it all over my body. Mm-hmm. And I become essentially sort of cocooned in my own sort of...
sort of chrysalis of gob.
In my own chrysalis of fifth Wednesday gob. Correct. And then... Yeah, because you shut yourself down, don't you? It's not right to be active on that day. Nature isn't.
No.
Look out of the window.
The sun doesn't rise.
The sun doesn't rise.
Birds don't sing. The tides stop.
Yeah. Paul McCartney, it's the one time of the month Paul McCartney stops producing more sort of retrospective Beatles material in terms of books, diaries, unseen lyrics. That's the one day he stops.
EastEnders is none.
Does the Earth rotate? Obviously, no scientists have ever been working on that day to.
Well, that's it. We don't
to work
know.
Out. So we don't know.
We don't know. We'll never know. And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Because no one should be working that sort of thing out.
Yeah.
Draw the veil.
exactly.
If you're listening now, and I mean, you shouldn't be listening now. You shouldn't be doing anything. You should have drawn the veil.
Mm. Listening is too much.
Yeah.
So good luck to them. And, you know, we of course...
Good luck to them. Who's them?
Well, the strikers you were talking about.
Oh, of course, yes. No, absolutely. Good luck to them.
Well, from my point of view, good luck. And, we are lucky enough not to be working on the fifth Wednesday, which is why there's no episode. This is not an episode, to be absolutely clear.
Yes, let's be very clear about that.
This is not
an episode. We're not working.
Although we do have a couple of bits of admin to do.
That's true.
Is that allowed? Fifth Wednesday admin?
That's okay, because we're recording it beforehand, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it'll be released on the fifth Wednesday, but by automation, won't it?
Yeah.
The release will be automated.
Yeah, robots can work.
Robots can work on the fifth Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that's the beginning of a slippery slope, isn't it?
It feels like it could be a chink in the armour of modern civilization, yes. But the robots can work on fifth Wednesday, we can't ever find out what they're exactly up to on that fifth Wednesday. Because we're all cocooned in our own spit. And
they just get back to building cars afterwards, don't they?
And then seems so. Yeah,
and building their subterranean lava palace.
Oh yeah,
There's
a lot of noise around here for that construction work.
Anyway, admin number one, Emma got in contact to say that her friend, a big listener to the podcast, Mel Anderson.
Hello, Mel.
She's been in hospital, and so she's now home, but she's recovering.
Ah.
And it is her birthday, so she thought it'd be a nice thing to.
Oh. Happy birthday, Mel.
Happy birthday, Mel.
Glad you're out. And I hope you get very, very well indeed and very soon.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Big bean love from all of us.
Yeah, 100%.
Admin point number two. Mm. We're doing a live show in September. If you're a Patreon, patreon.com/threebeansalad, you are now able to buy a ticket as part of the Patreon pre-sale.
Mm-hmm. The only permitted activity on a fifth Wednesday.
That is permitted. Hello, Ben here, just popping in. I'm editing this non-episode. And the information we're about to give you about tickets for the live show is now out of date because We opened the Patreon pre-sale this morning, and all the tickets have gone, which we weren't expecting. So, first of all, thanks very much for those of you who've already bought a ticket. But it means that it's going to be 100% Patreon in there. It's going to be like a real live Sean Bean Lounge. Unfortunately, this means there will be no tickets on general sale, which, as I say, we weren't expecting. So a lot of the information we're about to give doesn't hold up anymore. But from Thursday, we will be selling live stream tickets. So if you can't be in the room, you can live stream. Back to the non-show. That is permitted.
Because it's pre.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually happening.
It's a pre-activity. Yeah.
It's a pre, yeah. It's not happening on the day it's happening, is it? It's.
Would you recommend, Henry, that they order the tickets from within the Spit Chrysalis, or can they leave it for a few moments?
One thing you can do, it's quite tricky though, is you can, what I sometimes do is, you can manage it so that you've got one arm poking out of the chrysalis.
Right. Ah, yeah. Going directly into a ticket booth in Leicester Square.
Exactly. So if you, so it is allowed in that situation.
Yes.
You can have one arm extended and into the ticket hut. Mm-hmm. And you can then operate the computer and buy it for yourself like that.
Just should make it clear, you don't have to go to a ticket hut in Leicester Square to buy a ticket.
They'll come to you.
If you're a Patreon member, we will have sent you the secret link. If you're a non-Patreon and would like to come, they'll be on sale from the 30th of June, which, if you're listening on the day of release, is tomorrow.
Mm. This is 2022, crucially, just in case people are listening in.
Listening in thousands of years in the future.
Three millennia time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And can we reveal, am I allowed to reveal some of the technical wizardry that's going to be happening?
Oh, yeah, maybe give them a little hint at it.
So,
and
okay.
Special guests.
Well, put it this way. You've probably heard about the ABBA event that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to be using some quite similar technology, aren't we?
Yeah, the stuff they tried that didn't work, that they had to chuck away.
The stuff they tried that didn't work, they had to chuck away.
We've got that cheap.
So we're going to be projecting ourselves live.
As a malfunctioning Bjorn.
And what you will see then is a kind of stuttering, jittery Bjorn whose head sometimes flies off. It was one of the ones that was discarded because of a bug in the early rehearsals. But we managed to pick that up quite cheap, didn't we? And we've got an Agnieszka whose head sometimes sort of burrows down into her own sort of torso,
yeah.
And then pops up again the wrong way around every now and then.
Then we've got the Benny that actually started killing members of the crew.
that actually did happen, and it was recorded live, and we can project that.
Yeah, yeah. We've managed to put that in a safe sort of glass bottle. There's also a Benny Pez dispenser as well. That Henry found in a bin, so we'll bring that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be there. And feel free to bring your own Pez ingots for us to insert into the device.
Also, last year we were in a certain room at the London Podcast Festival, and this year we're in the big room.
We are. Oh. We're in the Whopper.
Okay.
It's a hubris event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We could really be left with our pants down this time.
Yeah.
So
if you
want
to come and see some... three fully grown men being put back in their box. That's the place to be.
Imagine this podcast, but echoier.
You don't have to leave your own home, of course. If you don't want to physically be there to watch that horror show, you can live stream it, I think, for a week from the event. Is that right?
Well, it wouldn't be live after the event, would it? As I understand it.
Oh,
Ben, help us out.
No,
Ben, for Christ's sake.
You can not live stream it?
Well, you can not live stream it, but if you do live stream it, then you can, of course, join in on the chat. Last time, basically, that involved hundreds of people just writing the word horse over and over again.
And Hans as well.
And Hans. Yeah, that was when Hans was born.
And then we were sort of trying to do the show, but then at our feet was this huge screen just with the word Hans going past thousands of times. I have to say, it wasn't that helpful, probably, but...
Maybe we would have mastered it this time around, having experienced it once and once only. Anyway, so that's happening. So that's this year, 2022, September the 17th.
17th.
It's Saturday night.
17.
Saturday night, which, as we all know, starts at 4:30 p.m.
Yeah.
It's a kind of matinee-ish.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good sort of, if you're... Well, it's a good for the elderly, isn't it? It's a great.
Yeah, you've still got time to get yourself down to ZZ's afterwards.
Exactly,
and lots of buffers in there to make sure you don't miss the last bus home.
Well, it's compatible with seeing Phantom, isn't it? Which was very important for us.
Yeah.
When we chose our time slot,
because the three of us are going to see Phantom.
That's where we'll be. Yeah,
yeah. Because the three of us are going after the show, going to ZZ.
Yeah. So if anyone else really fancies a proper night out, we'll see you down at ZZ's after the show.
Yeah.
See you down Phantom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, is there a way we can contact Lloyd Webber and like try and create a kind of package deal ticket where you get both the Beans show, a meal at ZZ, starter and main course. If you want a dessert, it's a surcharge of £4. And then tickets to see Phantom of the Opera and a meet and greet with the cast.
The greatest pizza ever told.
And then Elaine Page takes you home in her minibus.
Yeah. I tell you, it's true that if you ever go and see Phantom, in the interval, in the toilets, the amount of ZZ dumps you can sort of smell.
Digestive tract talk. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Spiced Italian meats.
It's like you're walking into a ZZ. It's weird. Smell.
A sort of salami dump fug.
Well, they then pump that a lot of that out. They pump that out, and they use that for the sewer scenes in the second half now. So it's actually they've managed to make it work.
That's why it smells so cheesy.
Exactly. Oh, God.
And in the sewer scenes, they've replaced the pontoon, the kind of boat thing that he uses. It's kind of like a punt, isn't it? That he uses to go through the sewer.
Yeah. He stands on a giant banana sundae dish.
That's
he?
Right. Yeah.
He does now. Exactly.
And,
yeah.
And steps off onto a giant garlic bread pontoon. Yeah. It's.
Yeah. Yeah. And the chandelier that comes down now sort of dispenses parmesan, doesn't it, onto the audience as it flies over your heads. It showers everyone in parmesan. So they've really thought it through. It's a real. It's a great what we call brand fusion,
synergy.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
They've achieved brand synergy. They've achieved total brand synergy now. Yeah. When you get your pizza in ZZ now before the show, you can get it as a Phantom mask, mm-hmm.
or in the form of a song,
or in the form of a song. You can have your pizza sung to you by drama students.
So yeah, we very much I think see the Three Bean Live show as a kind of starter
Phantom pre show.
Yeah, it's kind of part of the Phantom universe.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So please come dress as all your favourite Phantom characters. No, mm-hmm. It could be the Phantom of the Opera himself.
Yeah.
It could
Sarah be Brightman.
Sarah Brightman. It could be Andrew Lloyd Webber, who it's a bit like Hitchcock, isn't it? Andrew Lloyd Webber himself appears in every performance, doesn't he?
As the moon.
And that's all the performances all around the world, isn't
yeah.
it? Which is why he's so fucking busy. Always, yeah. He's always on the go.
Tim Rice has retired from the shooting star role, but he might reprise it for this night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, as we said, we very much see the Bean Live show. It might be quite confounding for people who aren't into Phantom, but it's kind of like the pre-story of Phantom, really.
Yeah,
so it's like a exactly. prequel to Phantom, basically.
Yeah.
And I think on the 17th of September, they're doing a Three Bean edition where there's a Spot the Bean game going on throughout.
That's right, yeah.
The show. They've hidden different types of beans, mung beans, Haribo yep. beans and so on around the set and on some right. of the performers.
Yep.
And you get a little kind of like a bingo card.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of
and
fun.
And what do you shout out when you see the bean?
Bingo!
That's right.
When you've seen it, when you've got a full house of beans. Yeah,
bingo. And every time that happens, Sarah Brightman will be lowered onto the stage mm-hmm. in a sort of glass case full of water.
Yeah.
She'll be chained up and she'll escape. Won't she?
And then the manhunt begins.
What for? Who imprisoned Sarah Brightman in a box of water?
Well, no, she then starts running, right, Mike? We give her 5 minutes.
She starts running.
The big clock comes up. You give her 5 minutes.
Yeah.
They read out the rules, which is that she can go anywhere on mainland Britain, and she can use any transport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my tip is to be quick, because what she does do to help you is she's got a ZZ's pepper grinder on her back that's constantly sprinkling ground black pepper.
Yeah, yeah.
So until that runs out, she is leaving a trail.
But it is one of those really tall, big ones, isn't it? So that's going to keep dispensing for quite a long time.
Yeah. 6-7 hours in there.
Yeah. And the trick is she always just goes to ZZ's.
Yeah. Well, she's medically addicted, isn't she? She can't live, beyond. Yeah, if she spends 6 hours and doesn't eat Aziz's, she's toast.
Yeah, and it's hard. They're very nice to her because she will always claim it's her birthday when she gets there, and they see her every day. And they know it's not. Yeah. Can't always.
They'll still
her birthday.
Sing there, won't they?
But they do sing for her. They bring her out a special plate, a slice of cheesecake with a sparkler in it at the end.
So to be part of that, you can get Patreon pre-sale at the moment or later this week. General ticket release for both In the Room and live stream. Live. Mike might be, last time Mike was wearing flip-flops. Will he wear flip-flops again?
That's a good question.
A lot of people sort of on social media pointed out that my legs were very restless during the show.
Oh, yes.
I'll try and sort of curb that somehow.
Mm-hmm. Was that restless leg syndrome, by the way? Because it had all the hallmarks.
My legs are quite restless anyway, but I think I was a bit nervous. So I think all of my nervous energy made its way. I'm not really used to being on stage very much, as as you two are.
Right.
So all my nervous energy made its way into my knees. And you could literally see it.
So it's not restless leg syndrome if your legs are quite restless anyway.
Well, I think I do have restless leg syndrome.
Okay.
To disclose some medical information to the listener.
having been press ganged into that by Henry, needlessly, thoughtlessly.
Sorry. You've
just been outed.
But I think in the live show, it was mainly something, it was to do with my nervous energy, I think. Needed to go somewhere. Yeah. I think for this live show, I'll try and, don't know.
Maybe raise it up to the crotch, maybe.
There's a wiggle of your chin.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Questions, isn't it? Who knows? I've discovered sandals as well since last show, so I might have my feet on display as well.
Maybe we'll all be in
sandals. I don't
know if I'm going to have mine on display or not. I mean, there was...
Yeah. Well, I tell you what...
It wasn't all positive feedback about the football.
No, it wasn't.
There was a backlash, definitely.
Yeah, there was. I tell you what, you haven't got as much to worry about as me in that area, because I've discovered simultaneously that I have... I've discovered sandals... Hmm. But at almost exactly the same time, I've discovered that I have fully foot encasing athlete's foot.
Is it so complete that you didn't realise you had it because you just thought it was your skin?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I thought I had dry skin all over my feet, but it turns out I've got fungus all over my feet.
Oh, God.
I also have toothache, so I'm basically sort of falling apart from both ends.
Maybe your toothache is just some referred pain from your feet. They're so furious. They're shooting pain waves into your gob.
It could be.
Do something. Do something!
Oh, God. It could be, you know. Mm. Okay. So anyway, well, hopefully that'll cleared up by September.
Hopefully. But it could be just me and Ben and Martin Kemp replacing Henry if things get worse.
Yes,
Henry.
Yes.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But that's part of the fun. That's part of the excitement.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the main thing to remember is this wasn't an episode.
No.
This isn't an episode.
That's why it's so short and snappy.
Yeah.
You're not listening to an episode.
Thanks, guys.
Although if you're a Sean Bean or Pinto Bean member of the Patreon, a whole bonus episode will be with you today. So enjoy that.
Yeah.
Until next time, next week. We'll see you then.
Yeah.
We're back on the horse.
Ta-ra.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.